97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have a room full of people here today. I'm so excited. First up, Il Palio's executive chef, Adam Rose. And you're very welcome. It's always fun to have you here. And you brought me a treat. I can't wait. It's going to be lunch. And he's brought along UNC's Nutrition and Food Services Director, Angela Mojico. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excited y'all are here. And UNC's executive chef, Sean Dolan. Guys, I'm in a room with a bunch of guys. I'm the envy of everybody today, right? First, before we're here to talk about this really cool thing that y'all are doing, this guest chef program at UNC Healthcare. But first, Angelo, how long have you been at UNC?
I've been there 8 years now.
Well, I mean, you can't kind of live around here that you hadn't heard about all the wonderful things that you've done to the dining program at the hospital. And tell us a little bit about that process and what your goal was when you started.
It was pretty simple. It was to make better food. And we have done a pretty good job with that. We are one of the largest retail operations in Chapel Hill, if not mm-hmm. the surrounding area. We do around $35,000 in retail sales a day for about 5,000 customers. In addition, we serve about 2,400 patients and catered events and do clinical services as well. So we're a large operation, but at the end of the day, it's really all about our food and our quality of food for mm-hmm. our patients and our customers. And we started with revamping our retail venues and eventually launched a program for our patients that is unique in the industry. It's called Restaurant Delivery, and it takes our 20 retail brands and delivers them to our patients. Our menu is 20 pages long with over 90 entrees. We are excited that we do things like sous vide cooking for our patients. We mm-hmm. serve sushi for our patients. Those are all firsts in the industry. And because of it, our patients have told us how great our food is. We're judged on our satisfaction surveys. And 8 years ago, we were at the 11th percentile compared to similar hospitals. Now we're at the 99th percentile. So the patients are clearly saying that they're liking what we've done.
So do you get out and actually talk to them? Do they come seek y'all out and say, man, that's the best hospital food I ever had?
We do. We round on patients every day. All of the management team rounds on patients every day. And what we hear a lot now is, I wish I could stay longer because I want to eat everything on the menu.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's really, really a nice compliment.
So every morning, say I'm a patient, every morning I get a big menu and I pick breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Is that how it works?
That's right. You can actually, we just launched our program to go 24 hours 2 weeks ago. And so throughout the day or the night, if you had a baby in the middle of the night, you can order something to eat and we will deliver it to your room.
How nice, little eggs Benedict with the baby. You gotta like that. So Sean, how long have you been there?
Just over 4 years.
Uh-huh. And what was your role in helping revamp that?
Well, I was new to healthcare when I got to the hospital, and so it was a really big change for me. I was in restaurants my entire career up until now. Mm-hmm. And the food was good, but the system that we served was workstations. So basically, people would take orders from the patient, they would put it in the system, then we would make it almost in mass. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a different style for me. With restaurant delivery, it's if you closed your eyes, were brought into the hospital, it would look like you're in a hotel or a restaurant kitchen. We have an expediter printer. It's run just like a restaurant is. So it's It kind of brought me back to where I was born, essentially. Mm-hmm. So we were able to do a lot more things a la minute. So we can, when we get an order for something, we can cook it right then and there, as opposed to making batches of things and serving it like that.
Well, real quick, what's your background?
Fine dining, uh-huh. mostly.
And where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Pennsylvania originally.
Yep.
I spent time in New York City, Philadelphia, had my own restaurant, in D.C.
And what brought you here?
The hospital.
The hospital.
I was ready for a change.
An out-of-towner.
Yes, indeed.
Well, so let me jump back. Angela, what's your background?
I started in dietetics, went to the School of Public Health here, later got a degree in culinary arts, and I came back to where I started.
So where did you grow up?
Brooklyn.
Well, you're gosh, two New York guys. Well, here's what we got: the southern part of the room and the northern part of the room. And so, at some point, y'all decided that you wanted to look at this guest chef program. Whose idea was that?
Well, I was thinking about the quality food that we serve. We feel like we deliver restaurant quality food to our patients, but we also know that there's people out in the industry that are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be able to showcase what they're doing to our 8,000 employees and our 800 patients. And so we came up with this idea as a way of celebrating those out in the industry and also bringing it to connect with our patient menu and our retail menus.
So there's an event coming up Tuesday, March 26, 11 to 1. In the lobby, and Adam, you'll be there?
Yes, I will. I'll be doing a demo in the lobby.
Do you know what you're cooking yet, or is it a surprise?
I do know. We're doing a shrimp salad as well as a tomato bisque.
Oh.
So it'll be a soup and salad combo.
And what are you taking for a kitchen down there?
I think these guys could probably best answer that better than I could.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to work with whatever gets put in front of me.
Well, I didn't realize that there was a farmer's market in the lobby. How long has that been going on?
We've had it for about 5 years now, and when we decided to do a farmer's market, we wanted it to be a little different, like most things we do. Mm-hmm. Most farmer's markets are out in the lobby, or I'm sorry, they're out in the parking lot somewhere. We decided to put our farmer's market right in the lobby so more people could have access to it.
So which lobby is the farmer's market in?
Right in the Children's Hospital lobby.
Oh, that's a great one. Yes. So you get to see that great machine.
That's right.
The kinetic, what is that thing called?
Kinetic sculpture. We call it the bouncy, noisy thing.
It is the bouncy, noisy thing, but it's pretty cool. So we're going to have to go to break in a second, but before we go, are you publicizing this a lot? People from outside of the hospital can come and watch, and just as long as they park across the street and all that good stuff?
Yes, we are publicizing internally, but others that are hearing about it are welcome to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like fun. Are you going to have help with you, Adam?
Probably, yeah. I'll probably have Isaiah with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Isaiah's probably going to be visiting that farmer's market, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have to go to break, so hold all those thoughts. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the guest chef program at UNC Healthcare.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have a room full of people, and actually just came in lurking in the corner over there is Susan Rita. I'm so glad you're here, and we're going to talk with you in a minute, too. I have Il Palio's Executive Chef Adam Rose, UNC's Nutrition and Food Services Director Angelo Mojica, and UNC's Executive Chef Sean Dolan. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be back.
It is good to be back. So we were sort of talking during the break here about the stigma of hospital food. Sean, you want to take that one?
It's no secret. Anybody who's spent any time in the hospital has experienced probably food that's not very good. It's been heated or prepared several hours in advance. I had two personal experiences, which almost drove me into this side of the profession, being really horrible food. So it's the first time I talked to Angelo, I knew it was kind of a different vibe. He called me on a Sunday evening at 6 o'clock when I applied for the job. I'm like, who's this guy calling? Usually on Sunday people don't, but knowing Angelo now, it makes perfect sense. And he's cut from a different cloth from a lot of people in this industry. And he's a driver, and the team that we have, we're always striving for something better. Mm-hmm. So we always test things when we come up with a new dish. We bring the team together, we taste it, we debate a little bit, we see what needs to be changed, and we always strive for the higher quality, the better tasting item for the patient at the end.
Well, I know y'all had a tasting this morning that you rescheduled just so you could come do this, and I appreciate that.
It's actually going to still go on.
You could have brought it with you.
I have a great team, and they're taking care of it well until I get back.
You could have brought it with you. That'd have been
time.
Okay. We'd have done
definitely.
That, right? On the air. Well, Susan, you had a great story that you were starting to tell during the break, and I stopped you and said, well, just hold that thought.
Well, unfortunately, my son had an accident this fall, burns on both hands with a propane pig cooker, and ended up in the hospital for a week. And I am a very discerning cook and taster. I do work for El Palio, so I'm pretty spoiled. And I was amazed at the quality of food that was available to Alexander. And it's so important when you are in the hospital, what do you have to look forward to? Visitors and your meals. And these meals arrived delivered like it was room service, which it was, but truly like fine dining room service. Mm-hmm. They were delicious. He could pick from 20 pages, all different kinds of menus. He had pork tenderloin with orange glaze, jasmine rice, sushi. The day after surgery, he did want macaroni and cheese, comfort food. But it was just amazing. And I know that it helped with his healing.
His recovery, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would think that would be one of the things. I just think about every time I've been in the hospital and it just all looked the same, except it was predictable. There was the Jell-O was always there and applesauce.
Yeah, this was milkshakes and just absolutely sublime food.
There's cheeseburgers and stuff, right?
Yeah, wide range. You could get anything you wanted. Of course, being the overbearing mother, I was pushing him toward high-protein dishes and clean food, which is available there, too.
Well, Angelo, you have a menu with you.
I do. That's our restaurant delivery menu. Again, it's about 20 pages long, and each restaurant is distinguished by a separate page, as if you were in a hotel and you had all the restaurants that you would mm-hmm. have delivered to the hotel. Mm-hmm. So when you look at Bandoleros, which is our California burrito concept, it looks like a Mexican restaurant. When you go to Red Ginger, it's our Pan-Asian concept. It looks like you're ordering from a Chinese restaurant or an Asian restaurant. And you'll see Thai food on it, like green beef curry and Penangs. We've had Pad Thai on the menu. Mm-hmm. So it depends what you're looking for. And we go all over the place where someone just wants pizza or comfort food like macaroni and cheese, but someone wants sushi. And we just do a little bit of everything. And it was difficult to conceive and put together. It took us a lot of hours to come up with how it was going to work. But once we pushed through, it's really made a big difference for our patients. Because everyone wants what they want.
Right.
And if you just have 3 entrees or 10 entrees, then you're going to limit somebody. And I think this gives us the opportunity to have what you want at that particular time, depending on how you're feeling.
Well, had you ever... Before you came here and did this, had you ever imagined a concept like this? I mean, was it hard to get everybody on board, the powers that be that said, yes, you can do this, or are you crazy? And
It was difficult. We had proposed a traditional room service model that has been around in healthcare for about 10 years, and it's very labor intense. Mm-hmm. And with the economy getting worse, we really didn't have the opportunity to get the people that we needed to run such a program. Mm-hmm. So we were sitting around, my team and I, and one day I started, you know, just throwing out ideas. And I said, you know, what if we delivered food from all the retail venues to the patients? And we talked about it and said, you know, that wouldn't work. What if you wanted something from one and another? And then I said, all right, well, what if we sent all that food to the main kitchen and then delivered it out to the patients? And that's when restaurant delivery was born. And we then just started to figure it out. And we did it, you know, step at a time. And we laughed a lot. We cried a lot. And eventually we came up with a menu that seems to work for us.
And you were able to make it all work money-wise and
We've saved about 4.5% of our food costs, which on the hospital side is close to $400,000 from this menu. We've increased patient satisfaction to the 99th percentile. And we're making our staff happier because they're mm-hmm. they know they're a part of something that's special.
Well, so the food is prepared in the big kitchen and goes out to the outlets.
It goes from the outlets to the main kitchen, actually.
Does it really?
When we serve pizza in one venue, we do a New York style Brooklyn 21-inch floppy New York mm-hmm. pizza, and someone makes it, sends it over to the main kitchen, and when someone orders a slice of pizza, we then top it. If they want pepperoni or sausage, we put it in a special oven,
okay.
heat it up for about a minute and a half, and then we put it on the tray and send it up to the patient. So if someone makes a panini in a different retail venue, we then send it, we reheat it, we get it to the temperature as it should, and then we send it out to the patients. And so what we've done is we've leveraged the labor that we already yeah. have in our retail venues and saved a significant amount. In addition to that food cost savings, we've saved a significant amount on labor.
And Adam, you're pretty used to room service, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 6 years now.
Well, you don't. You only have one place. You don't have to run all over in multiple kitchens, do you?
No, it's a lot more streamlined than what they got going on. But what they have going on is really, really impressive. If they'll correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding, one of the things I think is cool about what they did is they got rid of the national chains as part of the first thing. And then they installed their own burrito and their own pizza and their own Asian concept, which gives them the control and actually mm-hmm. allows them to put out the better product. And it's probably the whole reason why they can have this whole operation working. And I did a tasting a few weeks ago. I walked through toward their facility, and I can vouch for their food. And at the same time, I was tasting their hospital food going, God, I could bring my family here on a weekend. My dad was up in the hospital in New York, hadn't eaten in a week, so...
Well, hold those thoughts. We're going to have to go to break. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have in the room with me, I'll go quick because this is our short segment, I have UNC's executive chef, Sean Dolan. I have Susan Rita and Adam, executive chef Adam Rose from Siena El Palio, both of y'all. And Angelo Mojico, UNC's Nutrition and Food Services Director. Welcome. And before we get out of here, I'm curious how that's going to work this day with a guest chef program. How's that going to work that day?
Well, this is our first time doing it. So mm-hmm. what we have planned on the 26th, Adam will come in, and from 11 till 1 in the lobby of the Children's Hospital, we'll be doing the demo of his two dishes. Simultaneously, we'll be selling it in the Terrace Cafe, which is located in the children's lobby on the, you just go up one flight of stairs right behind the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And that food will be available for purchase to guests, staff, anybody who wants it. And then also the special thing with this is the night before, we're going to put a little flyer out with the patients on their trays at dinner announcing that there's this, you know, this special event is happening. And we did this at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it worked really well. So this is kind of where the idea spawned. And we're fortunate enough to team up with the folks at the Siena. And so we're really excited this is going down.
Well, so you throughout this, the last couple of segments, you keep talking about the retail. Now, that's really the Terrace Cafe, right?
There's the Terrace Cafe. There's the Overlook Cafe. We have the Corner Cafe. And then we have a Starbucks as well.
I've been in your Starbucks. I was thrilled to find that.
We say it's the world's largest, but we found there's a couple of others that are bigger, but not many.
So the largest only in scope of that it's a hospital.
Well,
right?
It's about 8,000 square feet with the patio that we have, and Starbucks are usually around 1,200 square feet. So there's a lot of comfortable space for people to mm-hmm. spend time with families and just enjoy some time away from the hospital. It feels like a Starbucks and not like being in a hospital.
Well, it was a nice one. I remember that, and very comfortable and very crowded.
Yes.
So Chef Adam.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you excited?
I am. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Are you going to go pick out stuff from the farmer's market? All right, so did we talk about that? There's the farmer's market in the lobby as well. Did we bring that up? Mm. When is that? Every week?
It's every Wednesday, and it's during season. I want to say our season starts right around this time.
Oh, so it's not.
We have the first one in the next week or so.
Well, this is this event's on a Tuesday, and the farmer's market's on a Wednesday.
That's
so.
Right.
You won't be able to go pick out.
No, but we're hopefully, depending on how we can work with the hospital, going to be getting some North Carolina ingredients. And I know at the hotel we use North Carolina shrimp, and when North Carolina arugula is in season, there really is no better arugula than that.
There is not.
It can be eaten up and chewed up, and it still tastes better than anything you're going to get in a cello bag out of California.
No, that's true. So have you already got your menu planned, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to be doing a demo, so people can come and sort of like if you were doing a demo at a Southern Season or somewhere, people can come and watch and
yeah.
Can they sample?
There won't be sampling at this demo. The dish will be for sale at the Terrace Cafe that day.
Okay.
At what I would consider probably a really, really reasonable price.
Okay. And is that all health rules and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. I mean, I know, you know, when you're cooking at the farmer's market or when you go do a demo other places, everybody's got rules about what you can serve. And
yeah,
eat,
usually when we go down
and,
to the Carbo market, I feed about 1,100 samples out there. So,
do you really?
Yeah, that's about where we maxed out. Around 1,150 to 1,200 was our biggest day.
And, so are you doing a spring menu? Are you doing a menu change at...
We our menu changes constantly. No two ingredients really have the same date that they're all of a sudden at the market. So as different things pop up, we change accordingly. So or sometimes just on a whim we get bored of something. But I can assure you the butternut squash ravioli is about to come off the menu.
That means I need to go, doesn't it?
I don't know. It gets replaced by the fresh mozzarella, the buffalo ravioli with lobster. So
it's
a good seasonal
change. Well, that's a good trade off. You know what I haven't had in a while?
What's that? The bolognese.
I haven't had the bolognese. And you told me you changed the recipe, so I'm going to have to taste that so I can see if I approve.
All right. Well,
you didn't ask me if you could change it, you know.
I didn't, no.
We didn't have that conversation.
No.
All right. Well, so we don't have much time left, so let's go back to the dining program. Do y'all change seasonally? Y'all aren't allowed to buy really locally, are you? Because you're buying so much.
Well, we actually do, but for some of our items, we buy so much that it is difficult for us to get, let's say, carrots, because we'll kind of clean out a farmer's crop. And so we have certain venues that we have a program called Black Hat Chefs on the Lighter Side, where we have an entree side and sometimes even a dessert that's under 500 calories, lower in sodium. And those are items that we can incorporate farmer's market. We have an herb garden right on the hospital campus.
Nice.
So we'll incorporate those things into those. So we have three or four venues where we can change, but we have a lot that are similar because that's what people want. People want to get their General Tso's chicken, or they want to get, you know, their burrito bowl, and they want it to be the same. So we spend a lot of time working on our brands and having them be consistent. But at the same time, we have certain things that we can change, like a specialty flatbread of the day or a specialty soup of the day. And so that's where we can incorporate these local ingredients. And we do work with, you know, we use Niamon Bakery. We use Larry's Local for our coffee. We really try to do as many local things as we can with us being so large.
Well, you've talked about your team a couple times, and we're about to have to sign off here, but how many people do you work with you?
We have over 300 people in our department.
Oh, that is a team. That's a big team. Well, thank you guys for coming and talking about this. Again, the event, it's Tuesday, March 26th, 11 to 1 in the lobby of the UNC Children's Hospital. Chef Rose will be there partnering with Chef Dolan, and should be a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel stations.